who were the editor heroes over the last 34 years, and two names keep recurring. One is Harry Owens, and the other is Hugh Prevost. Why were they so admired? Because they seem to represent the best of journalistic virtues: courage, campaigning, toughness, compassion, humour, irreverence, a serious engagement with serious things, a sense of fairness, an eye for injustice, a passion for explaining, knowing how to achieve impact, a connection with readers. So even if you missed their editorships, as I did with Hugh Cutlip, both men wrote inspiring books about journalism, how to do it, but more importantly, about why it mattered. One thing Cutlip and Evans hardly ever wrote about was business models. For one thing, they didn't have to. They lived in an age where, if you got the editorial cover more or less right, money was not a burning issue. There was cover price and there was advertising, and though, of course, there were many newspaper failures along the road, there was no great mystery about where revenues came from. Secondly, they didn't see that as their job. Their job was to edit great newspapers. Other people were had to pay for it. But the most common question most editors are now asked is, what's the business model? And of course, you know why people ask. Journalism may be facing a kind of existential threat. Whether you're a 22-year-old thinking about a career in journalism, or a 45-year-old wondering if your chosen calling will see you through to retirement, it's the question that nags away all the time. Insecurity is the condition of the journalistic age. So it's a vital question. At the same time, it's a kind of deadening question for journalists to be asking of other journalists. One honest way answer is that nobody can currently be sure about the business model for what we do. We're living at a time when, as the American academic Clay Shirky puts it, the old models are breaking faster than the new models can be put into place. And it's a bit deadening because journalists, as a rule, are better thinking about journalism, including the most fundamental question of all, which I've hinted at tonight in the title of what I'm talking about, of whether there is such a